So my name is Jen Goddard, and I'm your host. I am a certified EFT trainer and practitioner, a hypnotherapist, and a transformation expert. I have had many issues myself with weight and emotional eating, from bulimia to anorexia, and I've really worked through these issues and have really been able to overcome it with some of these amazing techniques that I'm going to share with you this evening. I'm excited to have you here. I've designed an amazing program to help you to let go of weight and transform your addiction with food from the inside out. Just a reminder for those of you that may have not heard, if you need to mute your call, you can hit 4-star. If it doesn't do it the first time, you can do it a couple times, and then eventually it will mute it. So before we get started today with today's transformation, I want to tell you a little bit about the program first that's coming up. It's different than other programs that you may have experienced out there. There's a lot of programs out there that have offered a lot of different benefits and a lot of different things, but what's different with this one is that we're working with the emotional aspects first, and we're working towards a different result. With this program, my goal is to help you transform from the inside out. It's obvious you can't stop eating as a whole, and it's a lot harder of an addiction or a problem for some people to get over because you still have to eat 3 times a day. So the emotional drivers that are behind it, which we're going to work on this evening, are the things that we're going to really want to address. So that way, food no longer becomes an issue to you, and you can face those emotions easily and effortlessly. So change always doesn't happen overnight, and that's why we want to work.
Communicating with the printer.
If we can have whoever that is in the background mute yourself, that would be great. So change doesn't always happen overnight, especially when food is part of a lifestyle and it's something that's tied to your identity. It's tied to social functions. It's tied to coping mechanisms. So we really want to be able to condition you and help you to transform and overcome the patterns gradually and easily so the shift takes place not just internally, but externally as well. Each month, you'll be processing inside the feelings, the beliefs, the limitations, and all the other stuff that's stopping you from achieving your goals so that you can let go of the weight easily and effortlessly without crash dieting and going from 2,500 calories to 800 calorie diets where you go into deprivation and hunger. This program is about helping you feel different and letting go and allowing change to happen easier. Right now, whether you realize it or not, your body thinks that food is needed to protect you on some level. Most people just do. So unless we change that internal response that food is a source of comfort and weight is a way to protect us, then the body will keep doing it as a way to protect us and keep us safe. A lot of times, in today's situations, we're consistently under stress. And that signals something inside of the brain to feel that we're in danger. And when we're in danger, the body wants to create that extra weight in order to buffer us and keep us safe. We end up feeling stressed out, and it keeps the cycle going and going and going and going. We want to recognize that the situation where we're feeling stressed out is something we need to face, because if we just keep ignoring it over and over again, it just continues to perpetuate and making it bigger and bigger and bigger, and we just keep reaching for food, and that's never the answer. This program is about learning to see yourself as the awesome person that you already are and become the kind of person that eats healthy and becomes fit and trim easily. So if you know that this may benefit you after the call and you want to know more information about it, you can go to arisetoday.com/weight-loss. Okay, so that's all about that program. Let's go ahead and get started tonight on ending emotional eating. So today we're talking all about ending emotional eating, and I have some really interesting and great information that will help you really work through this. We're going to actually be talking about what happens inside the brain that affects hunger. And there are two very similar things that cause it. One is hypoglycemia, and the other is hypoglycemia. But that's not really what we want to talk about. We want to talk about what causes that response inside of the body. So there's two parts to this. The first part of this is the issue of looking at your body is actually trying to get you out of pain and into pleasure. On some level, emotional eating is a solution. It's a way to avoid that painful experience or emotion or whatever it is that you don't want to feel, and the food is a way to get you out of it and to gain pleasure. It's not that your body is trying to hurt you or sabotage you, but what it's really trying to do is help you and get you out of the feelings that you don't want to feel. This may be new to you, but if you worked with me before or you've been to any of my other programs, you're probably familiar with this concept. But here's something else that you might not be familiar with. And I'll say this twice because I think it's really important. When the brain finds a solution to something, like eating to deal with stress, it will want to apply this for everything. And it's why weight and food issues can be so hard to overcome opposed to any other addiction. It's the easiest and most accessible thing there is anywhere you go. There's always food at social situations and vending machines. And so when you're stressed, your brain's always asking, how can I get out of this feeling? And once it comes up with a solution for something, it wants to use that for everything. That's why when you're angry or you're fearful or you're sad or you want to reward yourself or you're frustrated, your tendency may be to reach for food for all those different emotional states. You could have up to 20 reasons why you reach for food because it's the solution for each one of those. So you're not going to have to face and overcome each and every one of those, but once you've got the hang of it and you start to get it, your brain's going to basically start to see that this is no longer the best and easy solution for you. Now on the other side of the coin that we talked about before was the hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia. And again, this is really what's happening inside of your body as a response to whatever fearful situation that's going on in front of you. So what tends to happen that causes the hypo or hyperglycemia, which basically sends that hunger signal to your body or to your brain, making you feel ravenous or making you feel like you got to have something right now, is there's usually a fear-disgust response or a fear-resistance response that's happening. It depends on if you're left-handed or you're right-handed or right-wired or left-wired, which will trigger the response in some people. So what causes that? It's actually something that's in the environment. It's a signal that the body reacts to. And there is usually two main things that is happening. It's either a fear-resistance response or that fear-disgust response. So maybe you had a rough day at work and there's something that's just really upset you and you're feeling really fearful and you don't know what to do over the situation. Or maybe you're just not wanting to feel a certain feeling, which is coming up with a fear resistance. Usually what we call I'm stressed is really just a fear response. If you break fear down to the simplest or stress down to the simplest form, what you're really saying is I'm afraid of something. So what we're going to do for the tapping today is we're going to go after facing what we're trying to avoid opposed to going after necessarily what we're hungry for or what we're craving. We're going to actually face the problem first. So what I want to ask is if anybody on the call is interested or wants to do a little tapping.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't need to know your real name if you don't want to say it, but just so I have something to reference to you, can I get a name?
Sure, it's Debbie.
Okay, perfect, Debbie. Okay, so Debbie, I want you to think about something. Does this happen to you often where you're reaching for food?
Yes.
Okay, is there a certain time of day that you're reaching for it more than others?
Mostly evenings. After dinner, evening.
Yeah, that's true for a lot of people. And the reason that's true is because a lot of the emotions that we've been running from, that we've been resisting and not wanting to feel, start to show up in the evening, and we can't necessarily hide from those feelings anymore. So they start to become very apparent in the evening. So I want you to kind of look back at maybe something that's been going on recently and see if there's something that maybe, and you don't have to necessarily tell us what it is, but just kind of, you know, maybe what it is that's going on with you that, that you might be fearful of or stressed about. Is there something that you could share?
Yeah, there is something going on financially.
Okay, so there's something financially that you're either fear resisting or fear disgusted about?
Yes.
Okay, and so is that something that it feels like you just can't deal with or you have no control over or
yes.
anything like that?
Yep, yes.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do some tapping. And before we do the tapping, I want to remind everybody, just because this is not your issue doesn't mean that you can't benefit from this. One of the really amazing things about EFT is your brain will latch on to whatever is going on with you, and you can tap along with us and still borrow benefits from this. So what I suggest you do before we start tapping here with Debbie is that you go ahead and write down whatever it might be that you're stressed out about, whatever you're trying to avoid. Maybe it's a feeling, maybe it's a situation, maybe it's a person. Maybe you don't even know what it is. Maybe you just want to call it X. Whatever it is, that's okay. So, Debbie, what I'm going to ask you to do next is I want you to just basically tune into your body. Can you feel that fear anywhere in particular?
Like stomach area.
You can feel that in the stomach area, which would make sense because obviously we're wanting to make that feeling go away and you can feel it in your gut.
Right, in my gut, yep.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being it's really, really intense, and 0, not at all. Where do you think that's at?
About an 8.
It's about an 8. Okay, so I'm going to go nice and slow just in case anybody on the call hasn't gone through the tapping points on my website or is not familiar with it.
Okay.
So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to start by tapping. If you can't tap on the side of your hand, I'm going to invite you to tap on the collarbone point. Are you familiar with where we're? It doesn't matter which side of the body it is.
Okay.
So if you don't know where the collarbone point is, you're basically going to take one or two fingers and you're going to kind of hold in the center of your neck where a man's tie would be, and you're going to go over about 3 inches, and that's pretty much where the collarbone point is. You're just going to tap there. And so, Debbie, what I'm going to ask you to do is, as you're tapping there, I would like you to take a couple deep breaths and breathe all the way down into your stomach. I want you to feel as if you can feel into your stomach. And the reason I'm asking you to do this is because we live in our heads. We live in our processors, in our brain. And I want you to get back in touch with what's happening inside of your body. And then I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to breathe as if you're breathing into your heart. Just put your awareness in your heart and take a deep breath. And then I want you to take a deep breath and breathe as if you're breathing into your throat. And finally, I want you to take a deep breath and I want you to breathe as if you're breathing into your brain and you're trying to create space in there. So as you're tapping on the collarbone, I want you to just repeat after me. Even though I have all this fear in my gut.
Even though I have all this fear in my gut.
I love and accept myself anyhow.
I love and accept myself anyhow.
Even though I have all this fear in my gut.
Even though I have all this fear in my gut.
And I'm terrified.
And I'm terrified.
And I don't know what to do.
And I don't know what to do.
And I don't know how to make this fear go away.
I don't know how to make this fear go away.
It's there for a purpose.
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 And I'm willing to listen to that fear.
I'm willing to listen to that fear.
Even though I have this fear in my gut.
Even though I have this fear in my gut.
And I'm trying to shut it up with food.
And I'm trying to shut it up with food.
I'm doing the best I can.
I'm doing the best.
But it's not working.
It's not working.
Every day it keeps showing up.
Every day it keeps showing up.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
And it's safe for me to work through this.
And it's safe for me to work through this.
I want you to tap on the inside of the eyebrow point. And again, we're going to go nice and slow. Everyone can tap along with her. All of this fear in my gut.
All of this fear in my gut.
On the outside of the eye, all of this fear in my gut.
All of this fear in my gut.
Underneath the eye, I can't shut it up.
Yep.
Underneath the nose, all of this fear in my gut.
All of this fear in my gut.
I don't know how to calm down.
I don't know how to calm down.
On the chin, I feel so panicked.
I feel so panicked.
I feel panic in my gut.
I feel panic in my gut.
On the collarbone, and I'm using food to calm myself.
I'm using food to calm myself.
Underneath the arm, and all of that food.
And all of that food.
And all of this weight.
And all of this weight.
Is there to protect me.
Is there to protect me.
Because I don't feel safe.
I don't feel safe.
On the top of the head, all of that fear that I feel.
All of that fear that I feel.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
And I'm going to get through this.
I'm going to get through this.
I'm stronger than I think I am.
I'm stronger than I think I am.
I'm resilient.
I'm resilient.
And I can get through this.
I can get through this.
Take a deep breath. I want you to tune back into your gut. Go back into your stomach. And the feeling may have gone up or it may have gone down, but I want you to just notice the feeling. And what is the intensity now?
It's less, probably a 5.
Okay. How do you know it's less?
It's just a different feeling. It feels lighter, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not used to listening to our body. So part of this is listening to your body. And we're going to do a second step to this when we're finished. But you're doing a great job. So what did you say the intensity is on a scale of 1 to 10?
Pardon? Now?
Yeah. You have a number?
Yes, it's about a 5.
Okay. So I want you to go back to the collarbone and tap. Tune back into that feeling in your gut, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to repeat after me. Even though I have this feeling in my gut.
Even though I have this feeling in my gut.
I'm not going to be afraid of it anymore.
I'm not going to be afraid of it anymore.
Even though I have all of this fear in my gut.
Even though I have all of this fear in my gut.
And normally I ignore it.
Normally I ignore it.
Normally I just try to shut it up.
Normally, I just try to shut it up.
I'm willing to listen to that fear.
Listen to that fear.
Even though I have all of this fear in my gut.
Even though I have all of this fear in my gut.
And I've been afraid of it for a really long time.
And I've been afraid of it for a really long time.
I want to face the fear.
I want to face the fear.
I want to listen to the fear.
I want to listen to the fear.
Because the more I'm afraid...
Because the more I'm afraid,
the more I'm going to want to hide.
The more I'm going to want to hide.
And the more my body's going to want to hold weight.
And the more my body's going to want to hold weight.
So I want to face the fear.
So I want to face the fear.
So I have one less problem to deal with.
So I have one less problem to deal with.
Tap on the inside of the eyebrow, take a deep breath. All of this fear in my gut.
All of this fear in my gut.
On the outside of the eye, I want to let it go.
I want to let it go.
I have survived everything that I've been through.
I have survived everything that I've been through.
And I'll survive this too.
And I will survive this too.
Underneath the eye, all of this fear.
All of this fear.
I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
And I'm scared.
And I'm scared.
Underneath the nose, and I'm willing to face that fear.
and I'm willing to face that fear.
I don't want it to control me anymore.
I don't want it to control me anymore.
On the chin, all of that fear in my gut.
All of that fear in my gut.
On the collarbone, all of that fear in my gut.
All of that fear in my gut.
It's controlled me long enough.
It's controlled me long enough.
Underneath the arm, I will get through this.
I will get through this.
I have survived everything that I've been through.
I have survived everything that I've been through.
I'm smarter now.
I'm smarter now.
I've learned a lot about myself.
I've learned a lot about myself.
I'll get through this too.
I'll get through this too.
On the top of the head, I love knowing that I'll get through this.
I love knowing that I'll get through this.
I don't know how yet, but I know I will.
I don't know how yet, but I know I will.
I have no idea yet how.
I have no idea yet how.
But I know I will.
But I know I will.
I've survived everything I've been through.
I've survived everything I've been through.
And I can get through this too.
I can get through this too.
Take a deep breath. Just tune back into your solar plexus, tune back into your gut area, and what's that feeling like?
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. Is the feeling as intense, or is something shifting or coming up? What's coming up for you as you're doing this?
Oh, thunder. It's bringing back that you can, you've survived other things and you can get through this.
Uh-huh. Is that a good thing?
Pardon?
Is that a good thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So those are good tears, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to go back to the collarbone and just keep tapping. And I want you to tune back into the fear. I've been waiting for this for a really long time.
Been waiting for this for a very long time.
That part of me has been waiting for this for a really long time.
Part of me has been waiting for this for a very long time.
That reassurance.
That reassurance.
That coach.
That coach.
That positive affirmation.
That positive affirmation.
I've been scaring the hell out of myself for years.
I've been scared the hell out of myself for years.
And now I'm finally getting what I need.
Now I'm finally getting what I need.
Even though I have this remaining fear.
Even though I have this remaining fear.
I choose to turn this into a challenge.
I choose to turn this into a challenge.
Instead of a problem.
Instead of a problem.
On the inside of the eyebrow, this remaining fear in my gut.
This remaining fear in my gut.
On the outside of that, I can do this.
I can do this.
I don't know how yet.
I don't know how yet.
But I'm going to get through this.
But I'm going to get through this.
I'm looking at this in a new way.
I'm looking at this in a new way.
Underneath the eye, I'm looking at this as a challenge.
I'm looking at this as a challenge.
Underneath the nose, because when we're afraid.
Because when we're afraid.
We make mistakes.
We make mistakes.
On the chin, when we're scared.
When we're scared,
we don't always make the best decisions.
We don't always make the best decisions.
On the collarbone, but when we're challenged.
But when we're challenged.
We see everything different.
We see everything different.
And our brain works in a completely different way.
And our brain works in a completely different way.
Underneath the arm, all of this fear.
All of this fear?
I want to let it
go. I'm just going to let it go.
Because when I'm afraid, I want to hide.
Because when I'm afraid, I want to hide.
And I can't hide right now.
And I can't hide right now.
I can't hide from this.
I can't hide from this.
On the top of the head, so I choose to see this as a challenge.
So I choose to see this as a challenge.
And I can overcome challenges.
And I can overcome challenges.
I can overcome a challenge.
I can overcome a challenge.
I can face a challenge.
I can face the challenge.
On the inside of the eyeball, I might need a little help.
I might need a little help.
On the outside of the eye, but people want to help people.
People want to help people.
underneath the eye, they do.
They do.
Underneath the nose, especially with challenges.
Especially with challenges.
On the chin, what if I could see this in a completely different way?
What if I could see this in a completely different way?
On the collarbone, if I see this differently.
If I see this differently?
Everything can change.
Everything can change.
Take a deep breath. How are you feeling?
Better.
Yeah. So I want you to notice something. As you're starting to feel better, how's your hunger?
Not there.
Yeah. So one of the things that traditionally a lot of people do in tapping is they tap on the craving. The craving is the second part of this. It's we're looking for the solution. We're looking, we've got a problem and we're looking for the solution. So if we tap on the solution, sometimes that helps, sometimes it doesn't. So what we really want to do when we're tapping and trying to overcome an obstacle is tap for the problem. Because when we face a problem and there's no longer a problem, then we don't need a solution, do we?
True.
Or a false solution.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Does it also make sense to you how when we're fearful, we want to hide, and wait is a way for us to hide?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's kind of what's going on with that. How's the feeling in your body? How's the movement of the energy? How are you feeling?
I feel lighter, a little more, I mean, more positive, or that
you know,
this is going to work.
Good, good. And so when you think about, let's not call it what we called it before, but call it a new way of looking at it, at this challenge, what does that feel like now as you're looking at this as a challenge?
That it's possible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very different, isn't it?
It is, much different.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to do the second part of this as well, because I think it's important for people to see a couple different ways of addressing the same problem. So if I can't get another volunteer, I'm going to keep you on, but I'm going to ask if I've got anybody else that wants to volunteer. Do I have any other volunteers?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yes, I'll volunteer.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciate you volunteering, and I'm sure everybody else does, because everybody could borrow some benefits from what you did. So thank you very much, and I really I praise you for, you know, having the courage to do that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so again, I'm going to offer the same thing to you. So what I want to offer to you is, if you don't want to use your name, you don't have to use your name. You can give me a fake name or what have you. But if I can get a reference for who I'm speaking with, this.
Judy.
Perfect. Okay, Judy. So what I want to do is we're going to do something a little bit different than the tapping. And, again, everybody is welcome to do the same thing. I recommend, if you don't have a piece of paper in front of you, go ahead and take a minute to get a piece of paper. And, Judy, you don't have to do this, because I'll do this part for you.
Okay.
So what I want everybody to do is just get a piece of paper and a pen by them. And so now we're going to go to the other side. So we have the fear, and the fear was the problem that we faced already. Now the other side is the part of us looking for the solution. So what I want you to do, Judy, is I want you to think about a time that you were recently stressed out, or you had a craving, or you had this emotional urge to eat. Can you remember a time like that?
Well, that would be today.
Okay. Today. Okay. So, Judy, what I want to ask you is, I want you to look at that situation. If you can't put yourself in there, I want you to look at that situation. And looking at that situation, I want you to notice, what feeling did you want to get from this?
What feeling did I want to get away from?
What feeling did you want to get from the food? What were you trying to achieve?
I was trying to get comfort.
Okay.
and a sense of safety.
So So what I'm going to ask you to do this time, Judy, I'm going to actually ask you to take a nice deep breath and put your hand over your heart. Just take a deep breath and put your hand over your heart. And just breathe a couple times into your heart. And what I'm going to tell everybody as we're doing this is a lot of times what we tend to do is when we have a craving like this or this tends to happen, we get really mad at ourselves and we get frustrated. And again, your body is trying to get out of pain and get into pleasure or get into a different state that feels better for you. So instead of fighting this, we're going to get curious about this as well. So Judy, as you have your hand over your heart and you're breathing, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to allow yourself to step into and feel what it feels like to already have that feeling of comfort and safety. Just take a deep breath and just breathe into what that might feel like. And for everybody else that is on the call with us, I'm going to invite you to look at what it is that you're looking for as well and to step into and feel what that feels like. And if it's too hard for you, you can just follow what Judy's doing. So, Judy, as you get that feeling, as you allow yourself to really feel that feeling of comfort and safety, I want you to just acknowledge and notice that it's as if a part of you wants this. And if a part of us wants this and another part wants something else, we really want to get to that part and ask that part of you, when I get to feel comfortable and safe at this level, what's even more important than that?
When I have the sense of safety and comfort, nothing, that's it.
Okay, so I want you to just stay there for a moment. Don't ask your head because your head doesn't have the answer. So I want you to, as if it's in your heart, just feel your heart, just breathe into your heart. And I want you to imagine as if you're asking your heart. When I get to feel comfort and safety fully and completely, what's even more important than that? What do you want through having that?
I think it's a sense of peace.
Beautiful. You're doing great. So as best as you can, I want you to step into or feel as if you were allowing yourself to feel that sense of peace fully and completely. Just let your body embody that. And so I want you to ask your heart again, when I get to have this kind of peace fully and completely, what's even more important than that?
The feeling of being in my body and feeling safe in my body.
So I want you to thank your body for wanting that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just really appreciate what it's trying to do. And as best you can, I want you to allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be in your body.
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with that.
And most people don't. We live in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
So as best you can, just allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be in your body fully and completely. You're doing great. And as you're allowing that to happen fully and completely, once again, I want you to ask that part of you, ask your heart, when I am fully in my body, fully and completely, what do you want that's even more important than that? What do you want through having this?
I want to be able to trust that if I get it, if I can stay in my body, that I'll be able to handle whatever happens. It's true.
So I want you to feel what that feels like, to be able to trust that you can handle whatever happens. Just go there as best you can. And as you can trust in your body that you can handle whatever happens, I want you to ask that part, when I can trust whatever happens fully and completely, what do I want through having that? What do you want through having that that's even more important?
Well, it's like a sense of efficacy or competency that, you know, not driven by fear.
Okay. So go ahead and feel what that feels like. Allow your body to feel that fully and completely. And then I want you to ask your heart once again, when I allow myself to feel this fully and completely, what do I want through having this that's even more important?
Well, it's kind of a toss-up between joy and love.
It could be both, so let yourself feel it. And then once again, I want you to finally, after you've allowed yourself to go to that deep state of feeling that joy and love, ask your body once again, when I get to feel this fully and completely, this level of joy and love, what do you want through feeling this? It's even more important.
It's like an acceptance and a willingness to, or an openness to being alive and being in a body, and it's more of an openness to life.
Beautiful. So I want you to allow yourself to just go there and feel that. And as you feel that fully and completely, there may be many more levels that that part of you is trying to get to. But for the purpose of the call, we're going to go ahead and go upwards with this now. As you allow yourself to feel that feeling of acceptance and openness to being, what happens with the joy and love?
It's like then that would be a part of my life.
Yeah, perfect. And when you allow yourself to feel this level of acceptance and openness to being, what happens to competency?
It would be integrated.
Beautiful. So just let yourself feel that. And when you let yourself feel this level of acceptance and openness to being and the joy and the love and the competency, what happens to being able to trust I can handle whatever happens?
Yeah, there's less fear. There's not so much contraction.
So I want you to let yourself feel that. And then as you allow yourself to feel that fully and completely, feeling the acceptance and the openness to being, the joy, the love, the competency, knowing that you can trust whatever happens, what happens to being in your body?
Then it's okay. It's okay to be in the body.
So let yourself feel that. And as you let yourself feel that fully and completely, what happens to the peace?
It's more a part of my life. It's more common.
Beautiful. So as you allow yourself to feel that fully and completely, the acceptance, the openness to being, the joy, the love, the competency, trusting you can handle whatever happens, being in your body, feeling the peace, what happens to the comfort and safety?
Yes, it would just be more integrated. Instead of waking up with dread or fear, I would wake up open to life and integrated.
Wonderful. So when you allow yourself to feel this level of acceptance and openness to being, and the joy and love and the competency and the trusting that you can handle whatever happens, the being in your body, the peace, the comfort, and safety. What happens to needing food or needing whatever it was that you were craving?
It would be more of a choice and the whole experience would have more pleasure in it rather than franticness or compulsion or
So it's as if a much younger part of you made this decision once upon a time ago, and what happens is there's a part of us that is needing to feel acceptance and open and joy and love and competency. And this part learns that we can use food or the moment we've had this experience where we may have felt that kind of feeling by having a certain food or by eating a certain amount of food or craving a certain type of food. And it keeps going back to trying to get to that place of acceptance, openness to being. But the problem is it never quite gets there. So what I'd like you to do, Judy, with your hands still over your heart, I would like you to imagine taking this feeling and going all the way back and finding that really younger self that started this and giving this feeling to her. Go back as far as you need to go. And as you give that feeling to her of acceptance and openness to being, knowing that she's competent and she can handle whatever happened because you're still here, and so you must have been able to find a way to handle whatever you needed to handle, I want you to give that feeling to her, and I want you to imagine having her walk all the way forward knowing this. Take her all the way through elementary school and middle school and high school, all the way up to her 20s and 30s, all the way up till now. And then I want you to take that feeling and double it in your heart, and I want you to send that feeling to next week, to next month, to next year, and to anchor this feeling, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to practice putting your hand over your heart and going into this place at least for the rest of the week. Do you think you could go back there and do that?
Yes.
And by the end of the week, I want you to notice what starts happening with yourself and the food and the cravings and the eating when it's showing up for you. Sound good?
Yeah. So just for clarification, like since this is Thursday, like till Sunday or a full week or?
A full week. So you're going to take the feeling and practice this for a full week.
Okay, till next Thursday. Okay, thank you.
So the reason we want to practice this is because we've been practicing the old way for years and years and years, and we need to consciously recondition the mind to do something different, to respond different. Make sense?
Yes.
So thank you very much, Judy. I really appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I hope everybody was able to benefit and practice along with Judy as well. If you have further questions about the program or how this works, you're welcome to visit my website and learn about all the rest of the techniques that I use to help people overcome this. If you have other questions about the weight release program, you're welcome to go onto my website at arisetoday.com/weight-loss. Otherwise, you're welcome to just go to arisetoday.com, and there's plenty of links that you can get to that. And you can connect with me at facebook.com/JenGoddard. Until the next one, have a great evening and take care, everybody.